Yeah, well, I think that's because, A, they don't care about the do not disturb list, and, B, they're all coming in for voice, you know, because Verizon, the ones that does catch, and I'm going to say it catches about 50% of them, they're all from BOIP services that you've never heard of, you know. And I guess the other thing that I don't get, you know, why wouldn't AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, you know, why wouldn't they step in on this? Because of the system loading. I mean, you think about it. If I'm at 40 to 50 calls a day, and then you take lots more people like me at 40 or 50 calls a day, you know, that's quite a system load. And I'm really surprised that they're not the ones that are jumping up and down and trying to get this to stop. You know, and basically all we got to do is block, you know, and we can't even do that anymore. You know, block calls from one country, and of course that's not a spam call. All you got to do is block calls from one country, and but they'll just run it through a VPN from someplace else.
Yeah, I mean, you would like to think, you'd have to assume that I would say at least 50% of the bandwidth on cellular towers is just BS spam calls. You can't tell me that many people are talking on the phone. I know a ton of people are on the phone. I used to be one of them, but I see how most people live life, and their phone doesn't ring nearly as much as mine do. So I would like to think the general population is not talking 4,000 plus minutes a month on their phone. They're just getting spam calls. And, you know, it's to the point now, too, where I'm not going to lie, like, I get a lot of calls from, you know, companies because of my LinkedIn, and they're like, we want to sell you this, we want you to look at this, and they're to the point now where they're spoofing local numbers, so I think it's someone I should answer, and then I answer, and it's a sales call, and then I'm like, where are you out of? They're like, California. I'm like, you know what, just because you spoof my local number to call me, I'm not going to do business with you, don't call me again.
Yeah, that's the other thing, that's what they should make illegal, spoofing numbers, you know. I've had the same number forever. It's 248 because my territory, one of the sales reps, that was Oakland County. That was my territory. So I had a 248 number. Well, I really don't do Oakland County that much anymore. So if it's anything from 248, unless I know, you know, like you said, unless it IDs, I don't answer it. I mean, it just there's no reason for me to answer 248. And I just don't answer them. It's like, and like you said, and they spoof good. I mean, that one that Marion got yesterday, they actually spoofed the bank's phone number. I mean, and that was really, really good and relentless. Oh, and then the big telltale sign. Well, you know, you can't call me back. I'll have to call you because I'm really busy.